that 16% of 12 to 15-year-olds and 14% of 15 to 18-year-olds describe themselves as homosexuals and bisexuals, as sodomites. Yet the further down the population you get into the 30s and into the 40s and the 50s, the number goes down where it historically has been, 2 to 3%. How's that possible, Mr. Church? How could that happen? Since we all know, we're lectured every single day that homosexuals are born. So, Marxist sodomite vampires are born. They're not made. They're not just socialized into becoming lesbians and sodomites and what have you, or a cross between the two. No, they're born that way. Remember? This turns out to not be true. So I'm looking, okay, here's the graphic image. As a matter of fact, I could actually throw it up in the box into the chat room at MikeChurch.com. The image should chasten anyone who has believed this rotten lie that hath been perpetrated out there. Now, I was looking for this. Perhaps someone, maybe if Cunningham's out there listening, he'll know this. Somebody sent me an email on this, and I searched my email box for 5 minutes until it was broadcast time. I almost had to start looping Ted Nugent and the boys during the intro because I wanted to find this. Someone had sent a link to me on last, an email to at the King Dude, or Mike Church, or I'm sorry, King Dude at MikeChurch.com, has sent an email to me from a woman who was visited, a sister who was visited by Our Lady back in the 16th or 17th century, and Mary gave her all kinds of prophecies, all of which have come true, and one of them was that, and maybe if someone knows what I'm talking about and you know the particular prophecy, you can either send me an email, tweet it out to me, or put it in a link at the chat room. You know, we have such great communication between our little listener-owned radio enterprise here. It's a great way to stay in touch during the course of the show by any of those communicators. Or you can call 84. Hey, wait a minute. We have a phone. I forgot we have a telephone. Woohoo! It actually works. 844-527-8723. Anyways, what Our Lady revealed to the sister, brother, sister, to the sister, was that one of the ways Beelzebub would conquer the church and the Christian people would be by, and of course this has happened, educating from the get-go, educating for the purpose of training children to accept aberrant behavior. And in accepting the aberrant behavior, then they would mimic it and they would repeat it. That's what this graph shows has actually happened. I mean, folks, you got to see this thing. It's rather shocking, especially when you see the number of the percent. Just to break this down, a teenager, a 15 to 18 year old, is five times more likely to become a sodomite. Here, I'm a teen sodomites. I'm saving the image so I can pull this thing up. Is more like five times more likely to profess sodomy as a sexual vocation than their adult peers. There's the graph. Look at that. See the two dots in the top left-hand corner? Rodrea writes about this. Well, here's Patrick Egan's tweet. Huge national sample makes CCES, that's actually CES, 2016, great for examining age distributions of gays and lesbians versus bis, both life cycle and cohort effects here. In other words, congratulations, Nimrod Marikin, child abusing parents, child abusing corporations. You've succeeded in actually convincing almost 20% of innocent children that there's actually something wrong with them if they're not sodomites. People have been warning about this. If you keep making this behavior normal, you keep normalizing sodomy, you keep normalizing being a lesbian, changing your gender and all that, kids follow. The kids can be socialized into anything. The only other answer is that Mr. Church, please, the human race is evolving into a sodomite race. Maybe that's possible. Maybe that it is it. Maybe God's going, you know what, I'm just going to get rid of you idiots. I told you not to do any of these things, but you keep defying me. I am going to depopulate the planet. I don't even have to send an asteroid. I'm just going to send homosexuals. I'll send sodomites. You won't repopulate the Earth? Bam-o! Problem solved. No asteroid required. No asteroids were harmed in the making of this film.